Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Easygoing Podcast with your hosts, Juan Marcel.
And Riley.
I almost forgot to say my own name.
I know, you paused. It kind of weirded me out.
Well, anyways, hope you guys are doing amazing. We are currently in Utah.
Yeah, at my cabin, which is actually where my parents live now.
Yeah, and it's absolutely beautiful.
It's so nice.
We're like in the middle of...
nowhere.
Yeah, there's like no cars driving by or anything because it's literally a cabin in a place called Teasdale.
Yeah.
And her parents have like, what is it, 49 acres?
Mm-hmm.
So there's like horseback riding, farming.
Yeah.
The most amazing hikes. And we've been doing a lot of stuff out here. We've been driving ATVs mm-hmm. all around. And
we've got these really good pies from a place next door.
Oh my gosh. We had a strawberry rhubarb pie.
Oh,
a peach pie. Oh.
We've been eating a lot.
Yeah, we really have. And relaxing a lot. And yeah. I honestly, genuinely love being around Ryland's family. Like, mm-hmm. I know that I've been telling you guys on the podcast about my anxieties yeah. and stuff. And I was pretty nervous going into this weekend because the anxiety was kind of at an all-time high.
Mm-hmm.
And I just came here and I realized that her mother and father don't set off my nervous system alarm bells. They don't make me feel like I need to be anything. They just want yeah. me to be comfortable, be myself, and they want to get to know me. I want to get to know them.
Yeah.
It's really nice. And then also it's really sweet for me to see how much your family and you love each other. And it's just great for me to see where you come from.
And I've been showing him a lot of like pictures, old pictures, because when my parents moved, all of those things kind of came up that I haven't seen in so long.
Yeah.
So it's been fun showing you all of that stuff. And my doggy that I had since I
was little. She has a stuffed animal and she calls it Goggy.
That's what I used to call it.
Because she was young and she didn't know how to say doggy, so she called it Goggy. Yeah, it's just been really fun and relaxing. I'm feeling really good.
Yeah.
And recharged.
Me too.
Anyways, let's get into today's episode topic, which was sent in to us by one of our favorite people that we have ever come across since we started our content creating journey. Yeah. Her name is Cybele. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Yeah. It's either Cybele or Cybele.
Yes.
Cybele.
I feel like Cybele.
One time Bella Hadid started this crypto like meta universe project and she called herself Cybele. And Rylan had a full scale panic attack.
Yeah, I unfollowed Bella Hadid on Instagram.
And I'm sure she noticed and felt that.
Yeah, yeah. Bella Hadid for sure.
So yeah, this is Cybele and she has been one of our biggest supporters by far.
Yes.
On our journey.
She comments on literally everything that we post.
On every platform.
And she's so, so sweet and so genuine and always is sending us podcast ideas and everything. She's just the best.
And she's in a relationship with her boyfriend, Binley. Mm-hmm. I hope I'm not putting her business out there, but I'll ask her, make sure I'll cut this stuff out. If not, they remind me so much of us because they're just like constantly traveling and having fun and going on date nights.
Yeah,
and they just seem like really genuinely in love. And I really admire that about them.
Yeah.
But yeah, she was the first person to support us on Patreon, support us when we switched to Buy Me a Coffee, and she was actually the first ever person to support this podcast by becoming a monthly supporter, which we didn't we literally didn't even know that was an option until we got a notification, hey, Cybele is now a monthly supporter of the podcast. Yeah. I'm like, how does she keep finding ways to support us?
It's just the best.
So, Cybele, when you hear this, we definitely want you to know that we appreciate you so much.
We love you.
Anyways, here's what she said. This might sound super random, but Binley and I were just playing the We're Not Really Strangers couple edition game, and I was thinking about how amazing it would be if you guys played the game for a podcast episode. I know that I personally would love to learn more about both of your views on love, relationships, etc., and I feel like the rest of your audience would also love to get to know your relationship on a deeper level, since honestly, you guys are goals.
Okay, that's so cute.
She's the best. I love this concept.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely have played We're Not Really Strangers
If you're not sure what We're Not Really Strangers is, it's a card game and they have different types of decks. Yeah. One is like a relationship edition, one's friends, one's family. And
they're basically just like you take turns drawing a card.
Yeah.
And it has a prompt on it.
Yeah, or like a question.
Yeah. And the other person has to respond to that prompt or question. And it's a beautiful game and it's very thought provoking and it gets a lot of deeper things
juices
out.
Flowing.
Gets the juices flowing.
Okay, right. Well, not like that. I mean, like,
what do you mean? Yeah, so I figure we won't like full on play the game because it might be a little hard for the audience to follow along, not visually.
We're going to like answer the questions.
We're going to use the questions as prompts and then we'll each just answer them.
Yeah.
And we'll just move on.
No, we'll switch off. Like I'll ask you one, then you answer, and then you'll ask a new question to me.
You don't want me to answer the same one you answer?
No.
All right. Fine. All right, so you go ahead. Ask the first one.
Okay, ready? Who do you think was more nervous on our first date? Explain.
I think that most likely you were.
Yeah, I was.
More nervous?
I like barely was like talking. I was so nervous.
She was so sweet. I loved when I picked you up. I went to the door and introduced myself to your parents already knew me, but I just said, hey, you know, I just wanted to come by. And I remember you told me like a boy had never actually
done that before.
Parked the car and came to the door and knocked and like talked to your family
like
before.
You usually just get a text message like, hey, I'm here.
Or a honk outside.
Yeah.
So yeah, and then she was super nervous the whole date. And I was obviously super nervous, but just like I said in the last podcast episode, I always find it very endearing when I'm around somebody who's clearly more anxious or nervous or introverted. It actually puts me more at ease when the other person's more nervous because I'm like, okay, they're not even paying attention to what I'm doing. They're just like trying to survive.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I just want to make you feel as comfortable as possible. Mm-hmm. And that made the date so smooth and easy because of that. That's how I knew we instantly clicked.
Aww. Also, I want to say one thing. This card game goes by levels. So level one is going to be like more easy to answer questions, and then it's going to go to level two, which is like deeper, and then three, which is even more deeper. I think it's like reflecting or something like that. So
all right, so this next one says, what was the first thing you noticed about me?
I mean, the first thing I noticed about you,
yeah, and be honest,
the first time I ever saw you,
yeah,
how handsome you were. I mean, that's pretty obvious.
Aww. Well, I love that answer. So,
okay, this one's a good one. What assumption did you make about me that turned out to be false?
Up to that point, before I met you, I believed that most, you know, models, because you were also a model, and I had tried talking to other models before, maybe in a romantic way, and I just really felt that they either were very self-involved, so like very worried about themselves and what they're doing and comparing themselves to other people and their career and stuff, or they were actually very insecure people and were very like uncertain about so many things in life, like unsure of themselves, unsure of what they wanted, unsure of any direction in life they wanted to go. I had that assumption inside. I was hoping it was wrong, but then you turned out to be, obviously you were shy and introverted, but you're super confident in yourself with or without modeling. You're super sure of yourself and what you want and what you want to do and who you want to be. And I really admired that about you. That's an assumption you've proved wrong.
Aw, I love that one.
All right, I like this one. What has this relationship taught you about yourself?
Ooh, okay. It's taught me so many things. I was listening to an Emma Chamberlain podcast, how she said that being in a healthy relationship with someone that you respect is like looking in the mirror and seeing all the flaws about yourself that you want to like be better about.
Yeah.
And like, you know, it's like you see the things in them that you admire that you want to try and be as good at or like be enough for them in that way. And that happened to me a lot, which never happened before. One big one is that I noticed that I give up easily on things.
Yeah.
And I noticed how much Juan, I mean, he doesn't give up on things like at all. His drive to like get things done and to do them as perfect as possible and to do it the best was like I had never experienced it, and I just saw how much I wanted to be like that.
Oh baby. Well, I love you.
I love you too.
Thank you so much for that.
So now we're on the level two portion of the cards, which is the connection. cards. Yeah. So this is a good question. Okay. What's one small way I can be a better partner?
Oh my gosh.
That's a big question.
These are going to be hard.
I know.
I think you're perfect. First of all, let's get that out of the way, that I think you're a perfect partner. You don't need to change anything.
Mm-hmm.
But if I have to answer the question, the one thing I feel like would really be an amazing improvement at mm-hmm. some point would be, we've talked about your listening.
Yeah.
She has some ADHD or something where she just easily kind of zones out of conversations or gets overwhelmed with different stimulus in the environment. Yeah. And she can't listen as in depth and mm-hmm. forget certain things that I tell her.
Oh, I forget so much. It's bad.
Yeah. And so sometimes I do get frustrated with that, and I kind of wish you listened more, because it communicates to me that what I'm saying isn't valuable, and I've said that before, even though I know that's not the case. You just have a hard time listening.
Yeah.
So that's why it's not like you have to change that, because I just understand it's a part of you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm working on it. I do have to change it, but
it's better since the beginning, for sure. Yeah. In the beginning
it was worse, because I didn't even know I had a problem.
Oh.
And so you were like, hey, I'm still talking to you. And I was like, oh, wait, what happened?
Yeah, I know. So I'm happy it's improving.
Yeah.
All right. So this one says, what's the most attractive thing I do without realizing it?
Oh my gosh, just anything. I'm always taking pictures of him. Just like when you're laying in bed with your glasses on and
yes, I do have blue light glasses now.
Yes. So the blue light's like reflecting off them, and you have little acne medication on.
Yeah.
You're reading or
this isn't or sounding editing. Very attractive. Can
no,
you get to the attractive
it is,
part?
But it is, and I just take pictures of them because I think it's the cutest thing.
Oh, baby.
But I mean, you do a million things that are attractive to me, so it's hard to name just one.
Well, it's sweet that you find me attractive in my objectively least attractive state.
Okay, this is a good one.
All right.
What did our worst argument teach you?
Our worst argument taught me that our biggest problem to overcome for us to be able to last forever was just going to have to be figuring out, for me, to figure out how to communicate to you in a way that makes you feel still safe and loved when we're in an argument.
Yeah.
Because you react very poorly to me being angry or something.
Or
like
disappointed.
Yeah. She reacts in a way where it's like she's genuinely scared I'm going to leave her, or mm-hmm. I don't love her anymore, even though obviously that's impossible. From one second to the next to just like not love you anymore would be insane. I'd have to be a psychopath. I've just had to learn that no matter how angry I am, I still have to make sure that you feel loved.
Mm.
All right. So this one is a good one. It says, what feelings are hard for you to communicate to me and how can I make it easier?
Anger is always hard for me to communicate, but I don't ever really get angry, but like frustrated. I never like to express that.
Yeah.
I never like to express frustration or anger or disappointment.
Those Why?
Are, I don't know.
What is the fear that would happen if you do?
I don't know that you'll get upset or angry.
But that's
I always feel like anger just fuels anger in somebody else. You know what I mean? That's why I think maybe it's a good thing that I like wait and then it turns into like, I don't know.
No, I mean, it's a good thing for the wrong reasons, I guess. Like if you were intentionally saying, I'm angry, I'm too angry to express myself in a way that's good, I'm going to wait until I cool down, then that would be good. But you're not expressing yourself out of fear of my response to it.
Yeah.
And that's not the right reason to do that.
Yeah.
Which means, how can I make it easier for you to understand that, I mean, I express my anger to you and everything's fine.
Mm-hmm.
You should definitely be able to express your angle, you know, acute, obtuse. You should be able to express your anger to me without being afraid. I've never given you a reason to be afraid of my response, have I?
No. And I don't know how you can make it easier. I think that's just something I have to come to terms with.
One thing I do all the time with you is like, I'll notice that you're angry or frustrated and I will literally force the conversation.
Yeah. Because I've always feel like when I'm angry or when I'm disappointed or something, I need to work through it and come to a more of a calm state before I can even speak on it. Because then I'm like coming from a place from anger. I always feel like even if I say, okay, hey, I'm angry at you, like I need to say, like if you said that to me, I would want to ask you why. And I know you would be the same to me. So I just always like to kind of hold on to that.
Yeah, but it's so obvious when you're angry. you can't hide it.
Yeah, but still.
And then if I ask you and we work through it, it's good and we work through it faster. Yeah. But it is good to have to take time to process what you need to process before you, if that's why you're doing it. I just don't want it to be for the reason that you're afraid of my response to your anger.
Yeah. Okay. So the next one is, what immediately attracted you to me? And then what attracted you more over time?
Immediately, what attracted me to you was your face. Your face is just so perfect in all the ways. You have these beautiful blue eyes, this perfect little nose. You have those big lips. Mm-hmm. You have dimples when you smile and talk. She's blushing over there.
Yeah.
Your face in general. And then over time, your rump. No, I'm
kidding. Oh my gosh.
I'm kidding. Over time, your heart.
Mm-hmm.
I always tell you how big your heart is and how much you love. When you do love somebody, you love them so much. And you're also like incredibly empathetic. Like you'll just start crying if I'm telling you a story about something that happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
You're crying and I'm like, how are you even that emotionally impacted by something that happened to me? You don't know any of the characters and you're crying. So you just have this really big heart that I admire. So that was what attracted me over time.
That's very cute, baby.
All right, my turn. Okay, so let's do two more of the level two ones each, and then we'll move on to level three.
Okay.
All right, so this one says, what about you feels hardest to love?
About me?
Yeah.
About myself?
Yeah.
Oh, probably the fact that I can't listen very well. I always feel like really ashamed when you point out that I wasn't listening or that I didn't hear something right or that I forgot something. I always get really sad.
Oh, that makes me sad that you feel ashamed.
I mean, it's a good thing that I feel that way. I shouldn't just feel like, oh, well, sorry, I didn't listen, you know?
Yeah, I know, but it's not something to be ashamed about. It's, you know, it's something you can work on. So that's what's good. All right.
Now my turn. Okay, this is a good one. What do you wish we did more of?
I wish that we had more time together where we weren't doing something.
Like for work or like just doing something in general? Like we were just kind like
of
hanging.
Kind of both, but definitely working.
Yeah.
Because we run work this business together and we're constantly either filming, planning, or recording a podcast or editing.
Yeah.
And I love doing that with you. And thank God, because if we had different jobs from each other, all that time would be spent elsewhere.
Yeah.
Thankfully, our job is us having a lot of fun and doing things we love. But I do wish that we just had more time where we were disconnected from all this stuff and we were just you and I.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It kind of feels like it's kind of rare. All right. So this is my last level two one. It says, what made you fall in love with me?
Everything. I feel like that's such a stupid answer, but it's the truth.
Well, you have to say something.
Okay, I know what it is.
Okay.
I would say what made me fall in love with you was your love for life and how rich you wanted life to be. And not in like, oh, you have to be wealthy, but like just experiences and your love for food and your love for all this, you know, the same things that I have a love for.
We both are very passionate about life and wanting a very exciting and fulfilling life together.
And also what made me fall in love with you, sorry to give another one, but was you loved the same as me. We love very intensely, you know, like a hopeless romantic in a way. And I never thought I would find another person like that.
Oh, baby. I love you.
I love you too. Okay, this is a good one. I say that every time, but it is. What's the most important lesson a past relationship has taught you?
Oh, man, a lot of lessons. My most important lesson from my past relationship was to never let somebody take away my identity and like pour so much of myself into somebody that I lose myself and then I have nothing of myself from what I used to be. When you first meet someone, you guys both bring interesting things to the table.
Yeah.
And that's why you fall in love or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You start dating. And if you give all of that away, then you're a shell of who you used to be, and also the relationship is not going to be set up for success either. All right, so now we're on level 3, the final level, reflection. And I don't know, depending on how big these are, we'll see. Yeah, we'll do either one each or two each.
Okay,
so this one says, is there anything you still don't know about me that you wish you did?
Does it have to be deep?
It can be anything.
Honestly, I don't know what your favorite ice cream is.
Wow.
I know what your favorite like gelato is, and that's pistachio, right? But I don't know what your favorite ice cream is.
Is there a difference?
Yes, there's a difference.
Between gelato and ice cream?
There has to be a difference.
I don't think so.
Yes, there is.
So I think you answered your own question. When I used to go to like Cold Stone.
Yes, like that. They don't have pistachio there.
They definitely do.
Oh.
They most certainly do.
Oh, and you would get pistachio?
I would get pistachio and coffee.
Wow, I love coffee. We're the same. We love pistachio and coffee.
Yeah. Do you have anything else you want to know about me? Because that's, you already knew.
Do you like Jell-O?
No.
Do you like tapioca pudding?
No.
Okay, that's all I needed to know.
No further questions, Your Honor. Yes.
Okay, the last question that we're going to do is for me, and it is, and it is, what about our relationship are you proudest of?
I think I'm the most proud of the fact that we dream big together.
Yeah.
And we actively every day do everything that we can to make all of those dreams come true.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at what we've accomplished in just 3 years of being together, it's massive.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a prime example of what happens when two people manifest things together, like both of your energies match up and are all pointed at the same thing.
Yeah.
And we've made a business out of content creating. We've traveled the world together.
Yeah.
We have fallen deeper and deeper in love with each other along the way.
Mm-hmm.
We've made connections with so many amazing people through what we're doing.
I think I'm going to answer this one too. I'm most proud of how we've stayed so strong while doing all this stuff.
Yeah.
It's made us even stronger, which I think for some relationships, it would either make you stronger or completely ruin the relationship.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Starting a business in general with your partner is
always...
And
traveling with your partner.
Oh, yeah. Traveling for sure. But both of those things are huge tests. And a lot of couples don't make it out of that.
Mm-hmm.
So clearly we're doing something right.
Yeah.
Okay. So Cybele, first of all, thank you so much for this idea.
Yeah.
We loved this so much.
It was so fun.
And we hope that you guys listening enjoyed it as well. Maybe got some deeper insights into our relationship and saw some things that maybe you want to explore more in your own relationship or things you want to look for when you're looking for a relationship.
Yeah.
So if you guys enjoyed this episode, please be sure to leave us a 5-star review. We do want to hit 500 5-star reviews on Spotify before the end of this year, which is a big goal, but we do feel that we can do it.
We can.
We're at 346 right now. So let's keep it going. You can also always write us a written review, which is huge for us on Apple Podcasts, and we love reading those. We actually have a new one that we want to read again this week.
Yeah.
Here's what it says. Y'all are such genuine souls. I love how you show up for each other and yourselves. Your voices are so incredibly calming, and it's so nice to have another wonderful couple of human beings who are light. Keep up doing what you love because it shines through, and what you love matters most. Aww. These are
so sweet.
These always just melt our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for the kind words. And if you ever want to leave us a written review, definitely does mean a lot. We read every single one of them and we would appreciate it. Besides that, if you guys ever want to submit any podcast episode topics, ask us a question, or just say hi, you can always do that by emailing us at easygoingpod@gmail.com. We also leave a submission box at the bottom of each episode for you to submit to on Spotify. Or you can reach out to us on any of our social medias.
Yes, we always, always appreciate that.
We always want to know that we're talking about things that you want to hear.
Yeah.
As always, guys, we love and appreciate you so much.
Yes.
And we will talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.